Foster, my good evening and welcome to the Max Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. I hope you're feeling okay today, but as the boys of the lock say, when sick, is it tea you want? That's a very fine set of tunes. As I say, that was the Boys of the Loch, and they call the tune set When Sick Is It Too You Want. It starts with the tune of that name, followed by Donegal Highland, Johnny McElJohn's number one, and Johnny McElJohn's number two. Over to an Englishman singing about Wales next. This is Martin Carthy and the Bonnie Lass of Anglesey.
There he sits and there he stands alone, and oh, what a frightened king is he. The 15 lords have all come down to dance and gain the victory. Our king, he keeps a good treasure, and he keeps it locked with a silver key. But 15 lords who have all come down can dance his gold and his land away. There he stands at the castle high alone, so loud I heard him cry, go saddle your horse, bring to me the bonny lass of Anglesey. Some rode north and some rode south, there was some to the east, they went straightway. Spied her there on the mountain high, the bonny lass of Anglesey. She starts as white as the milk between the king and all of his company. Cries, what is the prize I have to ask if I do gain the victory? Fifteen ploughs, a house and a mill I will give to thee till the day thou die, and the fairest knight in all my court to take her husband for to be. 15 ploughs, a house and a mill, come now, that's no price but a victory. And there's no knight in all your court but shall have me as a wife to be. Up she starts as white as the milk, she danced as light as the leaf on the broken sea, till 15 lords all cried aloud for the bonny lass of Anglesey. She's taken 15 one by one, saying, sweet kind sir, will you dance with me? But there it's 10 o'clock of the night, they gave it all right shamefully. But up and rose in the 15th night, and oh, but an angry man was he. He laid aside his buckle and sword to the floor, he's gone so manfully. And he danced high, and he's danced low, and he has danced the livelong day. He says, my feet shall be my death, ere she gain the victory. Oh, my feet shall be my death, ere this lass do gain the victory. But ere it's 10 o'clock of the morn, he gave it all right shamefully. Taken the king all by the hand, saying, sweet kind sir, will you walk with me? But ere the king was gone one step, she danced his gold and his land away. Says 15 ploughs, a house and a mill, come now, that's no prize for the victory. And away she's gone with his treasure, the bonny lass of Anglesey. She's taken all their buckle and sword, she's taken all their gold and their bright money, and back to the mountain she's away, the bonny lands of Anglesey. There's 15 lords come a-swaggering down for to dance and gain the victory. But 15 lords and one high king go all ragged and bare today.
The wonderful Martin Carthy, I love that guitar playing on there, and the Moog towards the end. That's a very 1970s sound, isn't it? And indeed, that's from Crown of Horn, released in 1971. Next to the Gambia, Suntu Sisso is a kora player, singer and percussionist. He released his last album in 2022, and it was called Can You Fonio, Never Give Up. I must have played you something from it at the time, I'm sure. This track is called Ekana Song. Oh, Next, here's a wonderful long track from Lancome, The Dark Eyed Gypsy.
Oh, and there were three gypsies lived in the saddle to me the mill forsake your children's dream. I would leave them all for the one I love, and I'll follow the dark eyed gypsy.
Sometimes I don't think I play enough Lancome on the show, or listen to them enough at home, really. I believe their song, Hunting the Wren, is prominent in the new Peaky Blinders film. Just after I'd finished recording the show last week, an email arrived into the studio at maxradio.com email address, with a request for a fantastic folky song that I've played you before. It was from Rhys the Fisherman in Holyhead, waiting for a parcel. Well, I do hope, Rhys, that whatever you're waiting for has arrived by now, as that was 8 days ago, and that you'll listen to the folk show here as well. If you want a request on the folk show, you can get to me directly by emailing folkshow@manxradio.com. Anyway, Rhys said, I'm writing in to see if you could play a bit of a classic for me. I'd love to hear Tom Paine's Bones, the Graham Moore track. He says, I'd like to dedicate it to all the listeners who appreciate a bit of history mixed with their music. And indeed, the song was written by Graham Moore from the southwest of England, and it refers to Thomas Paine, who lived between 1736 and 1809, and was one of the most significant figures of the 18th century. After fleeing from the French Revolution to America, he took part in the American Revolution, writing a series of pamphlets, Crisis in America and Common Sense, which played a large part in the revolution. He went on to write The Forceful Defense of the French Revolution, The Rights of Man, and was elected to the National Assembly. After he died, it was said that his bones were brought back to England and placed in the keeping of a William Cobbett. Cobbett's maidservant, apparently, taking them for kitchen rubbish, threw them out.
As I dreamed out one evening by a river of discontent, I bumped right into old Tom Paine as a running down the road he went. He said, I can't stop right now, my son, King Georgie's after me. He'll have a rope around my throat and he'll hang me on the Liberty Tree. And I will dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance to Tom Paine's bones, dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. He said, I just spoke about freedom, justice for everyone. Ever since the very first word I spoke, I've been looking down the barrel of a gun. Well, they say I preach revolution. Let me say in my defense, all I did wherever I went was to talk a lot of common sense. And I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Well, old Tom Paine, he ran so fast, he left me standing still. There I was, a piece of paper in my hand, standing at the top of the hill. And it said, this is the age of reason, these are the rights of man. Kick off religion and monarchy, it was written there in Tom Paine's plan. And I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. Tom Paine, there he lies. Nobody laughs, nobody cries. Where he's gone or how he fares, nobody knows and nobody cares. But I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones. I will dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance to Tom Paine's bones. Dance in the oldest boots I own to the rhythm of Tom Paine's bones.
Excellent, that's the original version of Tom Paine's Bones by Graham Moore. Now, an album that was released last year came to my attention the other day because it won Traditional Album of the Year at the Calgary Folk Awards, and it was produced by Martin Simpson, who posted about this award. The album's by Matthew Byrne and is called Stealing Time. Matthew Byrne is a Canadian singer and guitarist, and it's a really fine album featuring lots of names well known in the English scene at the moment, such as Andy Cutting, Ben Nichols, James Fagan, Liz Hanks, Louis Campbell, Nancy Kerr, and Martin Simpson himself. I'm just going to play one track this week, but I've got a couple lined up for next week. This is Lovely Mary Ann by Matthew Byrne.
Come all ye young sailor lads, wherever you may be, and all ye jolly fishermen who've lately come from sea, I'll tell you of a pretty girl, I'll get her if I can. I'm dearly doting on her, she's my lovely Mary Ann. First time I met my love was at a grand old spree. The very next glance I had of her, I knew she was for me. We both embraced each other and our courting it began. And that's how I was acquainted with my lovely Marianne. stayed with her through all that night until the break of day. And when we both were parting, these words to her did say, "My fair and darling jewel, pray, when will we meet again?" "It will be next Sunday evening," cried my lovely Mary Ann. A week went by and Sunday came. I thought it was high time to get ready and go see that charming girl of mine. So I washed my hands, my face likewise, clean clothes I did put on, and 'twas down the street I went to meet my lovely Mary Ann. She asked me in her father's house, I hadn't long been there, when the old man asked me questions I was very glad to hear. I said, "I'm a roving sailor lad, as you may understand, and I've come to see if you'll give me your daughter Mary Ann." "Well, since you love each other, then such things will have to be. I'll give you a little money if you'll stay at home from sea. I'll give you a little money and a house and farm of land, if you'll stay ashore forevermore with my lovely Mary Ann." Like this, what a foolish chap I'd be. So I thanked him for his money and his house and farm of land, and I fell into the arms of my lovely Mary Ann.
So that was Matthew Byrne from his album Stealing Time, and as I say, I've got a couple of tracks from the album lined up for next week's show. Next, let's go to McTulloch Vannin and their album Twisted Roots from 12 years ago or so. This is The Homecomers. Thank you. So that was McTulloch Vannan, in particular, Suling Jacks on guitar, May Ying Lee Ellis on mandolin, and of course Peder Cubley on low whistle. I was very sad the other day to hear of the death of Moya Brennan, the singer and harpist from Clannad. Such an influential Irish band and family. There's lots and lots of music that I could play for you, but I'm going to play a song by Clannad featuring Moya Brennan called Buckle and Earn, The Boy from the Urn. The origin, apparently, of this air is quite disputed. Some say it was written in the early 1800s by Robert Tannehill of Paisley in Scotland. However, the use of the word buckle to mean young man in Irish suggests that the song may be Irish in origin, since in Scottish Gaelic, buckle means shepherd. And if you know Glencoe and the mountains around there, you'll know that. Because Buckletive Moor and Buckletive Beg, the great shepherd and the little shepherd of Glenetive, are two fantastic mountains at the head of Glencoe. So that was Clannad featuring the late Moya Brennan. Now Clannad were from Donegal, and I've got a track at the end of the show by Altan, who are also from Donegal. But before that, I've got three brand new tracks for you. I said last week that Dan Walsh had sent me the files of his new album. The album's called At The Station, and it's going to be released in just a few weeks' time. But we get a sneak preview on this show, which is fantastic. Thanks, Dan. The first track I'm going to play you by Dan is called Still A Town. And indeed, this has been released as a single ahead of the album. And it's a song that we're quite familiar with from Dan's performances at the Institute and focuses on the decline of the town and city centres, most notably on Dan's native Stafford. And I'll follow that with an instrumental track called Acoustic Circus.
There's a new town away from the old town. I look around the empty streets, there's much to get me down. Great places to drink and mall, but fewer people through the door on the streets of the old town. I don't want to see this place go down. It's tight and dry, but there are those who want to pull it round. It hasn't run into the ground, but as long as there's people, there's still a town. An iconic building standing empty, world's oldest grocer, it sure has been through plenty. But hope comes from seeing the place become a social and giving space on the streets of the old town. I don't want to see this place go down. It's tight and dry, but there are those who want to pull it round. It hasn't run into the ground, but as long as there's people, there's still a town. Sense of pride at the blocks outside the bank. But to those who meet and greet with the tens of people on the street, you bring hope to the old town. I don't want to see this place go down. It's tight and dry, but there are those who want to pull it round. It hasn't run into the ground, but as long as there's people, there's still a town. I don't want to see this place go down. It's tight and dry, but there are those who want to pull it round. It hasn't run into the ground, but as long as there's people, there's still a town. There's still a town.
Dan Walsh from his new album At the Station, with characteristic virtuosic banjo and guitar playing from Dan there in that second track, and very fine songwriting and singing in the first track I played there as well. As well as Dan, the album features his friend Nick Zapardi of the Shackleton Trio on mandolin, the wonderful fiddle player Niles Krieger from the Often Heard, and the Jay Walker's Lucy Williams on upright bass. More from that album in the next show. One more new track, and this is from Chris Drever's new album, Doing This For Love, and actually, it's the title track.
2, 3 Digging holes in a rail. As Tuesday rises, we pray for no surprises. I can't pack it in. Gotta keep our lid. Maybe there's a pound in it. I'm doing. Gotta keep the devil down. Keep late hours close to my chest and give away the rest. Maybe all we need to do.
Another great track from that new album, Doing This For Love by Chris Drever. Now that's just about all I've got time for tonight. So as I say, I'm going to leave you with a track by Altan. But first, music that's happening around the island this week. And as far as I know, it's just the usual sessions. The Sats O'Donnells on Wednesday evening, the Mitre in Ramsey on Friday evening, and the Sunday afternoon session I think will be at the Woodburn, which will be the Improvers session. Also the Folk Club in Ramsey at the Buffs Club on Thursday evening. I don't think There will be a folk show next week because the coverage of the Guild takes over all the 9 o'clock slots on Manx Radio that week. So my next show looks like it'll be on the 5th of May, by which time, actually, I'll be in Ireland because we're taking the ferry over to Larne for 10 days and travelling over to County Mayo, up to Donegal and back along the Causeway coast. So the next couple of shows you hear will be recorded before we go away. So to get me in the mood for going to Donegal at some point in those travels, here are Altan from the album Another Sky, and this is There's a Fair Tomorrow. I'll be back in a couple of weeks' time to play more great folk and roots from the Isle of Man and from all around the world, and I hope that you'll join me then.
So wearing a lick to an any me, so warning your nahilie. So wearing a lick to an any me, so warning your nahilie. Pina hamara hakum nalpar, pina hamara hakum nalpar, pina hamara hakum nalpar. The white do is the way my own. So wearing a lick to an any me, so warning your nahilie. So wearing a lick to an any. So are you not the nin bakog and the stashy the nin bakog and the stashy hog, the nin bakog and the stashy hog, stashy and rail as she receives hog. So are you licking to an anime? So are you not a so are you licking to an anime? So are you not Dig be to more, so wearing a lick to an anime, so warning your nighty, so wearing a lick to an anime, so warning your nighty.